episode 246, Your Secret Superpower.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by. Tina,
happy day, ladies. How are you? Big hugs and squeezes. I hope you are doing magnificent. Come in. I missed you. What have you been up to? Are you staying out of trouble, or do we need to talk about that first? Oh, of course you're not in trouble, right? You're always doing awesome stuff and keeping yourself extra busy and wait, and not taking time for yourself? Okay, well now guess what? You're here. It's time to take care of you so you can go and be your best selfie and be the amazing woman that God has created you to be, because that's who you are, right? Well, welcome, welcome. If you guys are new and you're like, who's this crazy woman on the other end that I'm listening to? Hey, hi, it's Christiane. Throw out great, big, huge virtual hug to you. You have found a wonderful family, in my personal humble opinion, because this group is amazing. This community, and I call it a family because I really believe you're part of a family. We don't have just a family of seven. We have a family of hundreds, maybe even thousands. It's amazing the outreach to this. And so I want you to know that you are welcomed here. And if you're like, gosh, I want to know more about you, or I want to chat with you, go over to createyournow.com. You can always leave a voicemail there. There's a nice little thing that says send me a voicemail. Just click on it, little hot pink button there. You can also click on Let's Connect and say, hey, this has been on my mind. I love to hear from you. This is why I do what I do. It's because of you. And if you're sitting here and you're hurting and you're struggling or you're celebrating something, I want to know about it. Seriously, because you matter, right, Stephanie? You matter. Okay, guess what? It is time to jump in, because guess what? Your secret superpower is here. Yes, did you know you had a secret superpower? You do. It would be great. I mean, wouldn't it just be amazing, awesome, incredible, terrific, fantastic? Any, you know, adjective that you want to throw in front of that to have superpowers? I mean, imagine if you were Iron Man or Captain America or Wonder Woman or Superman. Maybe throw in there Flash, too. And I can remember the old days of the comics, like Wonder Twins Activate. Remember? Okay, I know. That makes me really old, doesn't it? But that was one of my favorite parts. When I played pretend, I wanted to be one of the twins. And I had my friend, and we would go, Wonder Twins Activate. That's cool stuff. But guess what? Yeah, in the real world that we live in, maybe those superpowers and superheroes really aren't there. But you know what? You have a secret one. A secret one that I don't know that you really even knew about. I got thinking about this when my son brought home his paper, little Grayson. And the whole topic was, if I could have a superpower, I would. And I was like, oh, well, this is interesting. So I sat down and read it. And so I'm going to share it with you. If I could have a superpower, I would have magic. I could do so many things. Like you could turn invisible and could appear things and could disappear something. You could appear candy, toys, food, and so much more. You could prank people like your friends. I would want that superpower. It would be so cool. You could disappear. Oh, and you could tell the future. Dun, dun, dun. By Grayson. Yeah, so that was his little short paragraph that he had to write at the beginning of the school year. And it got me giggling. I hope it maybe brought some giggles to you too. But I know we work in the realm of trying to be Wonder Woman, trying to be Superman all the time. We're trying to stay extra busy doing it all. We're trying to clean the house. You know, we want to be that amazing woman that protects the family. We want to be the amazing dad that sits there and can soar and on eagles and fly and, you know, make things, you know, fix things when they're broken. And then on top of that, we can even cook. And we're like the fly-by-night chef. Superpowers would be awesome. And it make your whole life easier, wouldn't it? Just think about it. Dream with me here, because it's nice to go to pretend land, okay? Wonder Twins activate, right? We're activating. You and I, Wonder Twins activate. You got your fist pump up? All right. So we've activated it. Now what? Yeah, just doesn't seem to really have that much of a thrill, does it? Because what? It's still going to require more work. You still have to do a job. You still have to accomplish a responsibility. You still have a duty to meet. Ugh. And the having superpowers, well, maybe isn't what it was cut out to be. It's not that glamorous. It's not Hollywood enough. But yet that's what you're doing. You're trying to live by those superpowers. You're trying to be indispensable, invisible at times. Oh, yeah, but at the same time, visible. You're trying to see the future and fix everything, all the problems of your children. Yeah, it just, oh. And then what happens? The stress builds up because it just is pulling you down. How can you have a superpower? How do you know that you even have a secret superpower? Well, you do. Really, you do. And I don't think anybody has told you this, but I'm going to share it with you today. Because once when you get this secret superpower that you have, things are going to change for you. They really are. They're going to be spectacular. Now, is the work going to disappear? Oh, no. You're still going to have to clean the kitchen. I'm sorry. You're not going to get out of dishes. You're not going to get out of cooking. Because you know what? You're an awesome cook, so you got to cook the food, right? You're still going to have work to do. Yes, you're still going to have to go to your job. Kind of reminds me of Incredibles, and where he had his day job, and then they had their night job of, you know, being Mr. Incredible. I think that's how we live. We try to do it all. And we want to be presented as this amazing superhero. And then what happens is when we make mistakes, which we do it all the time, I'm right there with you. We make mistakes and we fail and we fall down and we don't get it right. And then, you know, with all of that, then kind of life happens. So you throw in circumstances and man, you are one messed up superhero. So you just want to take off your cape. Take off your boots and hang it up. But you see, in that closet, there is a secret superpower. One that you have chosen not to use. Why? Because you probably don't know it's there. That's why it's a secret. So I'm not going to put it off any longer. I got to tell you. I've got to tell you the secret. Are you ready for the secret? Now lean in because I'm going to whisper it to you. Are you ready? Here we go. Your secret superpower is you. Did you get that? Your secret superpower is you. 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 You are the secret superpower. Yeah. Amazing. Who would have thought? Y-O-U. You are the secret superpower. You're like, there's no way. I feel like crap today. I'm in my comfies. And I don't want to get up and do anything. That's why I'm listening to you, Christiane, because I'm hoping you're going to kick me out of bed and get me moving. Get out of bed and get moving. No, seriously. The secret superpower is you. It's wrapped up in you, but you've just chosen to keep it in the closet. Seriously. All right, so you say, okay, I'm going to pretend here with you, Christiane, because you know you're kind of wild like this. I know I like to go out on a limb. But if you really begin to think about it, you do have a secret superpower. God created it. He gave it to you. It's you. It's unique only to you. There's none like it. Now, if that doesn't give you goosebumps, well, then maybe you should go back to bed. You are your secret superpower. So, what do you do with this? Now that you know you have it and it's you, you are the power. You're the secret superpower. What do you do with it? Well, guess what? You know what I'm going to throw at you. Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Are you ready? It's time to release your superpower. It's time to release your superpower, which means what? You're releasing you. Oh, my gosh. How crazy is this? Well, We've got about six steps here to do this. And that sounds like a lot, but it's really not when you're talking about superpowers because they go by fast. Number one is the biggest one of all. Stop. Yeah, you heard me. Stop. Stop excusing and start solutionizing. I made up a word. It's a fun word. Say it with me. Solutionizing. You see, you've pretended to be all these superheroes when really you needed to be who? You. You. So stop excusing and start solutionizing. Think about what you can do, not what you can't do. It's real easy that as we go through our day-to-day responsibilities, then we maybe sit back and reflect in bed as we're looking at the highlight reels on Facebook, maybe sending out a tweet or two, and it looks so awesome, and you feel like the capital C-R-A-P, and you're like, what did I accomplish today? I feel like such a false person. Are you being you? Stop excusing, start solutionizing. It's time that you begin to take action, and you need to start figuring out solutions. Because why? Because your secret power is you. You hold the key. Now, once when you get that, once when you come to grips that, gosh, yeah, okay, I am the secret superpower. I am. So you have to stop. Number two, guess what? You got to decide. You got to decide what you're going to do. Are you going to be in the game or out of the game? Are you going to say, yes, I own this secret superpower that I have, which is me. I own it. You got to decide. You got to say, yeah, I'm in. Don't keep it in the closet. Doesn't do you anything good there. It just keeps you hidden away from truly enjoying life. Once when you decide number three, you got to commit. You see, it's easy to decide and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to work out 3 days a week. I'm just going to walk 3 days a week. I can do this. But what happens if you just decide and there's no commitment to it? Well, you got to put some power behind it. Commitment. You've got to commit. That commitment also kind of includes accountability within there. Telling someone that you trust. Okay, so stop. Number two is decide. Number three is commit. Number four is prep. Wherever you are, you got to prep, right? It takes some preparation. Most things just don't happen. You don't just build a house because all of a sudden you think about it. Oh, but if I'm a superhero, it should just happen. No. Superheroes plan their attacks. Iron Man and Captain America didn't go in and help with, you know, fighting everything. They had a plan. They had to prep. They had to prep for it. And then finally they had a plan. They went out with it. And they said, okay, I'm going to execute this. So after prep, you plan. Because why? Well, now you kind of know what you're doing. Now you've got a place to go. A starting point, so to speak. The plan of, oh, wait, so I do want to work out 3 times a week, but I also have these other 4 commitments. Can I do it all? Or maybe I need to give up one in order to fit in this new one because this means more to me right now in my season of life. Plan. And number 6, guess what? Aim. You know, I love that one. Action ignites motivation. Aim. You got to take aim. This can all be great. All above can be great. But you know what? Until you take action, until you're taking aim, nothing's going to happen. You might as well keep your superpower in the closet and pretend that you're living somebody else's superpower. Because ultimately, sweetheart, that is what you're doing. And I'm saying this out of love, but it is so easy to get trapped in the comparison market. It's so easy to sit there and look at those highlight reels and say, if only, I wish, why don't I? But that gets you nowhere. Your secret superpower is you. You carry the key. So it really comes down to, are you ready to accept it? Are you ready to release your superpower? Are you ready to come out of the closet and say, I own this? No, and that doesn't mean necessarily that you like always every single part of you. But if you're not owning it and loving who you are, your superpower is you, then you're going to continue hiding. And life is only going to get harder. You can't change what you don't acknowledge, right? It's got to be in front of you. You can't impact what you don't have. So if you want to create impact, then it's time that you release your superpower. It's a secret, but no longer. It's out. You're it. So we got to unite our secret powers together. We may not be Wonder Twins anymore, okay? But together, we make awesome. And with all of us as a family, world, watch out. Because you've got some amazing, amazing women and men stepping up to the plate saying, this, I own this. I love who I am. I'm owning my secret superpower. And that's me, which is you. You own it. I love you. And I want you to succeed in life. I want your dreams to come true. I want you to almost, I mean, if I could paint this fairy tale picture, it would be nice to just have a blissfulness of enjoying life that way. But we don't live in fairy tales. But you can live with a superpower. By what? With you. And it all starts with you. So are you ready? Are you ready to release your superpower? It's time. It's time. Come on out of the closet. Because you know what? You look amazing. Okay? Now, I know this might have been a little bit tough to ingest in. It seems story-like told. But in all honesty, sometimes we need these little stories to kick our butt in gear. It's time you recognize that you are the key. You are the secret superpower. You can make differences. You create impact. You are incredible. Go out, be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.